आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today to take part in several events including Somnath Swabhiman Party. Budget session of Parliament to begin from 28th of this month. India's Operation Sindoor forced Pakistan to carry out hurried constitutional amendments, says Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan. 14 people killed in Himachal Pradesh as bus falls into gorge in Sirmaur district. Massive protests continue across Iran as unrest claims 62 lives so far. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat defending champions Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets in opening match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Mr. Modi will also take part in major development programs and diplomatic engagements across Rajkot, Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veerawal in Gir Somnath district. More from our correspondent.
The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv being held at Prabhaspatan is a tribute to India's enduring spirit that refused to break even after many foreign invasions. On the economic front, PM will inaugurate the second Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot. The visit will conclude with a high-level diplomatic engagement as the PM will meet German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar. Marking 25 years of India-Germany strategic partnership, both the leaders will discuss on intensifying cooperation in various sectors such as trade, technology and green development, among others. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 28th of this month and will continue till the 2nd of April. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the first phase of the budget session will conclude on the 13th of February. He said the Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of March. Mr. Rijiju said that it is a vital step towards meaningful debate and people-centric governance. The minister informed that on the recommendation of the central government, President Draupadi Murmu has approved the summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session 2026. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan has said, Pakistan's hurried military and constitutional restructuring after Operation Sindoor was a tacit admission of its serious shortcomings exposed during the conflict. General Chauhan was speaking at the Pune Public Policy Festival yesterday. Addressing a session on technology and national security, the CDS said Operation Sindoor, launched in May last year after the terror attack in April, forced Pakistan to carry out constitutional amendments, which is an acknowledgement that everything did not go well for the neighbouring nation. General Chauhan said Operation Sindoor is only on pause.
Operation Sindoor, which you said, is only on pause. The changes which have been brought about in Pakistan, including that constitutional amendment, they did find a lot of deficiencies and shortcomings. They had tried to address this and they required a constitutional amendment. The amendment to Article 243 of the Constitution, that actually has brought about changes in the higher defense organization. So that's of importance to us people in India and the armed forces particularly.
Home Minister Amit Shah has announced that a collective nationwide campaign against drugs will be launched from the 31st of March this year. The campaign, which will run for 3 years, aims to make the country drug-free. Mr. Shah made the announcement while chairing the 9th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Centre, New Delhi, yesterday. He said in the fight against drugs, all departments of the central government should prepare a roadmap up to 2029 and establish a time-bound review mechanism for its implementation. The Home Minister said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country has achieved considerable success in combating the drug menace. Mr. Shah informed that between 2014 and 2025, drugs weighing 1 crore 11 lakh kilograms and valued at 1 lakh 71,000 crore rupees were seized. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways is well positioned to set global benchmark and play a key role in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. Mr. Vaishnav was speaking after presenting the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 to 100 railway officials and awarding 26 shields to the best performing railway zones in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said Indian Railways has set 6 new resolutions for 2026. These include carrying out systemic reforms in 52 weeks, using technology and artificial intelligence to improve reliability and productivity, upgrading maintenance standards, strengthening safety, and moving away from a colonial mindset. He added that a new innovation portal will link Indian Railways with startups and innovators, and that AI will be widely used for maintenance work.
52 reforms will be introduced in the 52 weeks of 2026 so that a new look of the railways is revealed in the coming days. A new structural method will be introduced for technology and innovation so that India's startups and innovative minds can connect with the railways. Our technology innovation portal will be launched for this. AI will be extensively used for maintenance activities.
In Chhattisgarh, 63 Maoists have surrendered in Dantewada district. Of these, 36 Maoists were carrying a total reward of 1,19,50,000 rupees. The Maoists surrendered before the superintendent of police, Gaurav Rai. Talking to reporters, Mr. Rai said that the surrendered Maoists include 18 women cadres. He informed that these Maoists were active in the Darbhari division, South Bastar, West Bastar, the Mara region, and in the neighbouring state of Odisha. The superintendent of police said that the surrendered Maoists were allegedly involved in serious Maoist incidents, including encounters with police, IED blasts, ambushes, arson, murder, and firing incidents. He added that all the surrendered Maoists have been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the state government's rehabilitation policy. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on IX handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Himachal Pradesh, 14 people were killed and several others seriously injured after a private bus plunged into a deep gorge near Haripurdhar in Sirmaur district yesterday. The bus carrying 66 passengers was travelling from Solan to Haripurdhar when the accident occurred. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the bus mishap in Himachal Pradesh. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. More from our correspondent.
A private bus travelling from Solan to Haripurdhar fell into deep gorge near Haripurdhar in Sirmaur district yesterday afternoon. 14 people lost their lives in the accident while several others sustained serious injuries. A total of 66 passengers were travelling on the bus. As soon as information about the incident was received, local residents along with the police and the administration immediately launched relief and rescue operations. The injured were rushed to nearby hospitals where they are undergoing treatment. Deputy Chief Minister Mukesh Agnihotri visited the accident site and said that the administration acted promptly and took all necessary steps. He added that orders have been issued to probe the accident and the exact cause of the mishap will be ascertained after a detailed investigation. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 begins today at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital. The fair brings together publishers, authors, readers and cultural voices from India and across the world. We have a report.
The 9-day book fair will attract participation from over 1,000 publishers representing more than 35 countries. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will inaugurate the fair. The theme of the fair is Indian Military History, Valor and Wisdom at 75. The theme pavilion is the main attraction, showcasing over 500 books on military history and hosting more than 100 theme-based events. A key highlight this year is the Rashtriya E-Pustakalaya, a digital library offering access to 6,000 free e-books. This initiative blends traditional book browsing with digital innovation, ensuring wider and more inclusive access to literature. Videshan Yadav, Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Today, in the special series, we take a look at the four-laning of the Phagwara Rupnagar section of National Highway in Punjab.
The four-laning of the Phagwara Rupnagar section of National Highway in Punjab represents a strategically important corridor connecting the industrial clusters of Jalandhar and Phagwara. The project establishes the shortest route between Amritsar and Chandigarh, strengthening access to major Sikh pilgrimage centers along the corridor. The government of Punjab was directed to acquire and hand over the balance land at the earliest. The project stands as a compelling example of how rigorous monitoring, decisive leadership, and cooperative federalism under Pragati can convert persistent land acquisition challenges into a fully realized infrastructure asset. The corridor was envisaged to reduce travel time, lower vehicle operating costs, and improve safety for both passengers and heavy commercial vehicles. With Dipendra Kumar, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Iran, anti-government protests have widened to all 31 provinces, cutting across cities and regions of the country, posing the most serious challenge to the Islamic Republic since the 2022 unrest. The West Asian country is witnessing nationwide protests fueled by a worsening economic crisis as rising inflation, unemployment and a weakening currency deepen public anger. According to the US-based overseas Iranian rights group Human Rights Activists News Agency, 62 people have been killed since the demonstrations began on the 28th of last month, including 14 security personnel and 48 protesters. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat defending champions Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets in Navi Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 154 runs with a loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs, with Sajeevan Sajana scoring 45 and Nicola Carey contributing 40 runs. For Bengaluru, Nadine the Clerk picked up an impressive 4-wicket haul. In reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru followed the score, posting 157 for the loss of 7 wickets in the allotted overs. And in Malaysia Open Badminton, the semi-final match between two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu and China's Wang Zheyi is underway in Kuala Lumpur. Sindhu advanced to the semi-finals after her opponent Akane Yamaguchi of Japan retired due to injury. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. Newspapers lead with strain in India-US ties. Hindustan Times headline says, India junks claim Modi not calling Trump held up deal. Paper quotes the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson that Prime Minister Modi and President Trump have spoken on phone 8 times in 2025 on different aspects of partnership. Mamata takes fire to street, sees ED bid to steal poll plan, headlines the Asian Age. Meanwhile, Enforcement Directorate has approached the Calcutta High Court seeking an FIR and a CBI probe against CM Mamata Banerjee and top police officers for obstructing its raids, writes the paper. Prasar Bharati has launched Creators Corner, a dedicated platform on DT News for content created by digital creators, reports the Hindu. Shabrimala's most senior priest held in gold theft scandal, writes the Indian Express. And finally, Supreme Court has said that the picture projected by animal rights activists in favor of dogs is different from ground realities, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a 3-day visit to Gujarat beginning today to take part in several events, including Somnath Swabhiman Parva. Budget session of Parliament to begin from the 28th of this month. India's Operation Sindoor forced Pakistan to carry out hurried constitutional amendments, says Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan. 14 people killed in Himachal Pradesh as bus falls into gorge in Sirmaur district. Massive protests continue across Iran as unrest claims 62 lives so far. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat defending champions Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets in opening match. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.